Adolf Hitler changed the world. He was a messiah to his people and the Antichrist to the rest. He was personally responsible for the deaths of millions of people around the globe. He is the greatest war criminal in history. We are all familiar with the rise to power of the Nazi Party and the global conflict they instigated. But not everybody is aware of how this all came to be and the many secrets. From deep religious and occult secrets to technical innovations far beyond the abilities of the rest of the world, the Nazi Party is a fascinating and tragically evil part of mankind's history. From flying wings, super heavy tanks, and suicidal rocket bombs to flying saucers and huge orbital solar mirrors, the world of Nazi war machines brings to mind the Death Star and super weapons of Star Wars. This is the tale of manipulation, control, secret societies, weird weapons, and ancient prophecy coming true. This is the tale of the world's most terrifying element of humanity: the dark side. Welcome to Nazi War Secrets. There can be very few people who have not heard the term Nazi. And yet there are very few who can pinpoint the actual meaning. Yes, it brings to mind terrible atrocities and evil-looking characters from war films. We all know that it is a word with evil connotations. Their symbol, the swastika, is banned from public display in almost all parts of the world. But why is it that in living memory, millions of people followed them? How did so many people get drawn into what became, quite possibly, the darkest period in human history? What weird and sick ideas did they come up with? The actual term Nazi is the shortened version of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, the brainchild of one particular man who rose from the ashes of a poverty-stricken Germany, Adolf Hitler. As a youth in Austria, Adolf Hitler became politically influenced by radical German nationalism. This led him into anti-Semitism as well as hatred for the Slavs, Habsburgs, Catholics, and more. It was at this time he saw the merits of absolute party leadership, the title of Führer, and even the greeting of Heil. Heil mein Führer simply meant, Hail my leader. Later, a chant, Sieg Heil, was created for public occasions, as the Nazis understood such things created a harmony among the followers, much like mass hypnotism. In fact, Adolf Hitler himself studied hypnotism when he read the book, Psychology of the Masses. The book describes the psychology of the crowd.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?